Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the HG Infra Engineering Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Saloni Ajmera from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to HG Infra Engineering Limited earnings call to discuss the quarter 2 and H1 FY25 operational and financial performance hosted by Go India Advisors. We have on call with us Mr. Harendra Singh, who is Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Rajiv Mishra, the CFO from HG Infra. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore moved in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. We now request Mr. Harendra Singh to take us through the company's business outlook and subsequent performance, which will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Saloni. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the HG Infra Engineering Limited earnings call for our quarter 2 and half-yearly FY25 numbers. As we reflect on the joyous celebrations of Diwali and welcome the new year, I would like to extend my warmest greetings to each of you. I hope you have had the chance to review the investors' presentation and the financial results, which are now available on the exchange. I am pleased to share that our company has built a strong legacy with decades of experience in India's infrastructure space. We have firmly established our leadership in the highway sector and successfully expanding our expertise into railway and solar projects. Our focus on operational efficiency and execution has led to impressive performance across key metrics. Let me now provide some updates on the infrastructure sector. Talking regarding roads and highway sector, which has been a key focus for the Indian government, and we expect this momentum to continue. Recently, the government approved highway projects worth 50,655 crore, covering a length of 936 kilometers. These projects are part of 8 national high-speed corridor initiatives. By December, the cabinet is expected to clear projects worth 2 lakh crore. Although project awards slowed in, it's quite slow in FY24 due to election delays, NHAI's financial challenges and cost overruns, a strong recovery is anticipated in the second half of FY25. MoRTH plans to award around 3 trillion in contracts during 24-25 and has recently approved 215 km of highway projects across multiple states valued at 5,000 crore. Despite the slowdown in the bidding pipeline, we remain confident about the roads and highway sector, as a strong financial backing and supportive policies are set to drive rapid growth and modernization. In railway, the cabinet has given the green light to 8 major railway projects with a total investment of 24,657 crore, set to extend India's railways network by 900 additional kilometers across 7 states. This ambitious initiative supported the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, which focuses on enhancing multimodal connectivity across the country. Significant opportunities are emerging in the railway sector as well, especially in modernization infrastructure, key areas including electrification, the development of high-speed corridors, multi-tracking and comprehensive station upgradation under Amrit Bharat scheme. Additionally, the introduction of metro line and metro neo systems in smaller cities aim to address lighter traffic needs efficiently. With 2.55 trillion allocated to railway infrastructure, the government's plan for also include the rollout of 50 high-speed Vande Mataram and Amrit Bharat trains up by 2023. This gives us the ample opportunity to expand our presence in this sector. In renewable energy, where the Rajasthan renewable policy targets 65 gigawatt of solar and significant wind energy capacity by FY2030, emphasizing wind-solar hybrid system for efficient resource use and grid stability. Meanwhile, the Central Electricity Authority, that is CEA, projects of 34 gigawatt of battery storage, that is 136 gigawatt hour, by 2030, supported by the government fund scheme of INR 3,760 crores for 4,000 megawatt hour. This funding will boost renewable energy integration into a national grid. India's renewable energy momentum has been significantly strengthened with the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy initiating annual bids for 50 gigawatt with solar energy comprising around 80%. This major push towards a solar-driven energy efficient future presents EPC player with an annual opportunity of rupees 150 billion crores. Looking ahead, solar energy will be critical in achieving India's ambitious target of 500 gigawatts of renewable energy by 2030, with plans to hit 200 gigawatts by FY28. Let me begin by sharing the journey in this quarter and providing you with a glimpse of our operational highlights. As of first half of FY25, our order book totals around 16,624 crores, with a breakdown of 12,326 crores of roads and highways, 2,387 crores from railways and metro, and rupees 1,911 crores from solar projects. Our portfolio consists of 67% EPC and 33% HAM projects, reflecting a well-balanced approach. We are currently active across 13 states, demonstrating a strong and diversified geographical presence. Regarding the update of EPC projects, the Ganga Expressway project is 71.5% complete and progressing on schedule, and we expect to complete by end of this financial year. The Delhi UER project has reached 96.4%, where the completion has already been applied, which we expect during this quarter only. The Kali Mandir Jamshedpur project is currently at its early stage with a progress of around 3.7%. The appointed date for this project was recently received on 14th of September 24. Meanwhile, the Nilmangala-Tungur project, which stands at 26.5% due to land availability challenges, we are actively collaborating with NHAI to expedite regulatory clearance and are also discussing with potential settlement agreement for some pre-closure of this project with some de-linking and de-scoping, and we expect the same to be closed before this in this quarter only. The MSRDC project, where the LOI has been delayed mainly due to non-availability of adequate land possession. Regarding the HAM project, the Karnal Ring Road project has achieved 46.1% progress. The Raipur-Visakhapatnam projects of OD5 and OD6 are progressing well at 79.1% and 86.86% completion respectively. The Raipur-Visakhapatnam project, that is AP1, which is 81.3%. The Khammam-Devarapalli project has achieved 59.6% in package 1 and 62.7% in package 2. We would complete all these three projects of Orissa and AP and both projects of Khammam-Devarapalli, that is KD 1 and 2, before March 25, and will target, and by June 25, the project of balance of the scope of completion of OD5 will be done. The Chennai Tirupati Package 2 package is currently at the initial stage of fulfilling condition precedence. With financial closure achieved in September 24, we anticipate the appointed date to be in December 24. The Varanasi Ranchi Kolkata Package 10 and 13 of Jharkhand are currently in the advanced phase of land acquisition and forest clearance. Appointed date of these projects is anticipated in third and fourth quarter respectively. Regarding the equity requirement of HAM projects, which interlink with all 10 HAM projects requires 1,468 crores. As of September 24, 790 crores have already been infused, with a projected infusion of rupees 370 crores in remaining 6 months of FY25, and balance will be infused in FY26 and 27 respectively. Turning on to the projects of railway, the DMRC project is at around progressing well at around 63.9%, and as this is running as per the scheduled timelines. The Bilaspur Himachal Pradesh Railway project of RVNL, 42.8% is being completed, and now we are on track targeting as the completion within the timeline. The Kanpur railway station project is 10.3% complete, and there has been some clearance issues of land and utility in the which is now settling down. The appointed date of Dhule-Nardana project, which was received on 4 September 2024, is currently at 4% completed. The Karanjigaon and Gaya-Sonnagar railway station project, where the appointed date was declared on 22nd June, they are around 3.3% and 2.4% completed respectively. Regarding the solar projects, during the financial year, we strategically capitalized on the promising opportunity in the rapidly growing solar sector by actively pursuing and securing solar power projects under the Kusum C, a government initiative aimed at promoting the development of renewable energy across India. As a result of these efforts, the company successfully acquired a total of 183 solar power plants, collectively contributing a substantial capacity of 700 megawatt of DG. Of this, total HG Infra's scope of work covers 167 plants, representing a total capacity of 638 megawatts, with an estimated EPC value of 2,243 crores, which is excluding the GST. The land lease agreements for these projects are progressing well, with more than 50% of the required land already leased. The company is actively working on identifying and securing the remaining land parcels, with the expectation that all land leases will be finalized in the coming quarters. As of now, the execution of this project stands at 14.8%, with the work progressing smoothly and in line with the project timelines. The debt funding of solar projects will start rolling out from this month only and will be concluded in next 2 months, fulfilling our debt requirements for the said projects, and all the PPA will be signed with the authority by December 24. In terms of funding, the total equity requirement for these solar projects is estimated at 732 crores, and as of September 30th, 2024, just 3.5 crore has been infused in this project. It is estimated that additional 350 crore will be infused during this financial year, that is 24-25, and with the remaining balance to be contributed in FY25-26. This structured capital infusion plan ensures that the company can maintain the financial flexibility needed to meet its project milestones while supporting the long-term growth of its solar energy portfolio. Let me now share other significant updates of quarter 2 and half yearly FY25. In Q2 FY25, we successfully secured two HAM projects. Those are newly declared 84 Kosi Parikrama Marg in UP with a BPC cost of 763.11 crore, and upgradation of 6 lanes from Narol Junction to Sarkhej Junction in Gujarat valued at 781.11 crore. Additionally, we recently have been selected as a successful bidder by NTPC Vidyut Vyapar Nigam Limited for a 185 megawatt, that is equivalent to 375 megawatt hour, in a share of 500 megawatt project. This will be a tariff rate of at 238,000 per megawatt per month, expected to yield annual revenue of approximately 52.83 crores. Over the tenure of 12 years, This project is to generate a total revenue of around 633.96 crore for HG. The COD for Kondal Jhadol Package 1 in Rajasthan was received on 1st October 2024. The COD of Nandurbar Prakasha Khetia in Maharashtra was received on 10th July 2024. Now, I will provide you an overview of financial highlights of Q2 and half-yearly FY23. The standalone financials in quarter 2 FY25, our revenue from operation grew by 22.4%, reaching 1,064 crore, up from 869 crore in Q2 FY24. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 174 crore with a margin of 16.4% compared to 138 crore and a margin of 15.9% in the same period last year. Profit after tax for Q2 FY25 was 89 crore, reflecting a margin of 8.3%, an increase from 62 crore and a margin of 7.1% in Q2 FY24. The revenue of for half yearly FY25 stood at 2,570 crore, marking a 20.1% year-on-year increase compared to 2,141 crore in first half of FY24. EBITDA for the half yearly stood at 418 crore, with an EBITDA margin of 16.3%, showing a 21.7% growth from 343 crore in first half of FY24. PAT for the half yearly stood at 228 crore, with a PAT margin of 8.9% compared to 180 crore and a margin of 8.4% in half yearly FY24. On a standalone basis, our gross debt stands at 884 crore. This comprises 279 crore in working capital debt, 588 crore from term loans and current maturities, along with 15 crore of NCD. There has been a significant increase in the working capital and term loans to accelerate the solar power project progress and to bridge the funding requirement for the procurement of solar modules and inverters and other groundworks. The same was also needed to give momentum to the progress of highway, which was slowed down due to erratic and good rainfall during the monsoon. Moving on to the consolidated numbers, in Q2 FY25, our consolidated revenue from operations stood at 902 crore compared to 955 crore in Q2 FY24, and EBITDA remained steady at 220 crore, with a margin improved to 24.3% from 23.1% in the same quarter last year. PAT at Q2 FY25 was 81 crore, with a margin of 8.9%, down from 96 crore and a margin of 10.51% in Q2 FY24. For half yearly FY25, we reached a revenue of 2,430 crore, reflecting a 5.4% year-on-year increase from 2,306 crore of half yearly 2024. EBITDA stood at 532 crore, with a margin of 21.9%, up slightly from 501 crore and a 21.7% margin of the same period last year. PAT for first half FY25 was 243 crore, with a profit margin of 10% compared to 247 crore, with a margin of 10.7% in half yearly first half FY24. On a consolidated basis, our gross debt stands at approximately 2,404 crore. Just the reason for dip in revenue and PAT in consolidated, as for the intergroup transactions between HG and SPVs related to solar projects, we eliminated our consolidated financials. As a result, revenue and expenses from these projects do not appear in the consolidated P&L statement but are recorded as a capital work in progress under fixed assets. At the standalone level, HG Infra recognizes revenue from EPC work and pays tax on this income. However, in the consolidated accounts, both revenue and costs from these intercompany transactions are eliminated, reducing the overall figures and margins compared to the standalone financials. The tax expense in these earnings remains impacting consolidated margins negatively until the SPV generates its revenue from unit production. Once revenue starts flowing, this effect will reverse, improving the consolidated financial performance. This is an update regarding the monetization of four HAM assets. As informed earlier, we have successfully monetized our three projects of Gurgaon Sohna, Rewari Ateli, and Ateli Narnaul, against which the consideration of 315 crore was received in FY23-24 only, and the remaining 54 crore is received in October 2024 post-approval of NHAI-related GST change in law claim. Regarding the fourth HAM project, that is Rewari Bypass, NOC was received from NHAI and lenders in March 2024. The compliance with SPV condition is in progress and expected to complete by 2024. There is around 145 crore, including the residual amount of 6 crore of first tranche, expected to be received from Rewari Bypass proceeds, where we have invested equity of 75.7 crore. We are targeting an order inflow of 11,000-12,000 crore rupees for FY25. Until date, we have successfully secured approximately 5,500 crore in projects from highway sector and around 780 crore from solar sector. We are confident to maintain our EBITDA margin of about 15%-16% and achieve revenue growth of 17%-18% in the upcoming quarters. Furthermore, we are actively pursuing opportunities in new segments where concentrating on operational efficiency, prudent capital allocation, and a strategic project selection to sustain margins and enhance shareholders' value. With that, I conclude the updates encompassing Q2 and half yearly FY24 and open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The first question comes from Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, just to clarify, you said that 17 to 18% revenue growth in coming quarter. So does that mean in the second half we are looking at 17 to 18% growth?
So overall, as we are targeted about 6,000 crores, which of 5,100 crores. Is around 18 to 19%. So we have already has around touched around 20% growth in first half, and we are targeting to see that number coming in around 6,000 crore as an entire year top line.
Okay. And for even going forward, the similar 15% plus kind of a growth is can be looked at.
Yeah, for the first 20 years.
Okay, got it. Got it. And in terms of the order inflow, we have already, I think, if I total it, close to 6,280 odd crore, I think we have received. So now remaining 11,000-12,000 crore. So how much are more we looking from the road? How much we have already bidded? Previously we have mentioned that we have bidded in the road, railway, all these. If you can help us in terms of how much we have already bidded in each sector, road, railway, or maybe any other sector, and how much more are we planning to bid, and how much in terms of the broadly we are looking from the including the road, railway, and solar or water.
So as far as roads are concerned, we are already awaiting the results, which bidded around 21,000 crores for project. So the results are yet awaited. And railways around 7,400 crores being were already being bidded. So for as of now, solar also we have bidded around say 1,200 crores. So again, these are the projects which are results are yet awaited. Apart from the bidding pipeline, if we see that the in highway, of course, it has been delayed, but we are looking at about say 5,000 crores of project pipeline, which for us we have taken into consideration for NHAI. As well as more projects. In railway also, we have identified 25,000 of crores which are yet to be bidded, where the project pipeline is there for the new projects. And for solar, we are looking into the opportunity where battery storage, energy storage BESS, as well as hybrid projects are yet to be. And even few of the projects where segregating the thing feeders is being invited by the Indian government on the HAM model.
Okay, so in terms of value would be broadly how much for solar?
Solar around we are looking at about 10,000 crores to be bidded in the bid pipeline which is already visible.
Okay. Got it. Just a couple of things. So in terms of the whatever the pending appointed date is there, if you can help us project wise when whatever the projects are pending for appointed date, when the appointed date likely to be received?
Yes, as of now, the project like were Jharkhand 10 and 13 and Tirupati. So these are the projects which in any case by December we are expecting to get the receive the appointed date for project 10 and 13 of Varanasi Kolkata. package 13 as a Tirupati, and followed by package number 10 of Jharkhand in March quarter. Apart from these, there are two new projects which financial closure and condition precedence need to be set. For these two projects, the appointed date is likely to happen in quarter 1 of FY 25-26 only. So these are the
only two projects. Okay, got it. And in terms of the...
Yeah, and the project of Maharashtra where the LOI is yet not released, which in any case is the 70% of the land which is the condition set for issuance of LOA, which will be in only in any case by January it would be completed. Post that only the LOA will be issued and followed by the appointed date.
Okay, so most likely MSRD say revenue should be very less revenue in this year. So execution will be in FY26 onwards.
This year hardly there can be any single percentage of execution possible in those projects.
Okay, and lastly, just a data point, the equity requirement in HAM in FY26 and 27 and retention money, mobilization advance and unbilled revenue.
HAM equity is concerned, around 790 crores already done, balance of 670 crores. In FY 25, 370 and followed by 177 and 131 in 26 and 27. And solar, it is 728 crore rupees. This is in 25, it is around 300 crore, followed by 428 in FY 26. This is what about, and what about the mobilization advance is dipped to 239 crore rupees.
Unbilled revenue and retention money?
The retention money is 110 crore rupees on all the projects, and debtors is 1,035 crore rupees. That includes retention. Solar SPV unbilled as well as SPV HAM, and say one of the CS approval which is yet awaited in Ganga Expressway, which has gone up to 1,353 crores.
Okay. 1,315 crore is of unbilled revenue.
Yeah.
Okay, and lastly, sir, the date has increased. No issues. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please restrict your questions to two per participant. If you have any follow-up questions, you can rejoin the queue. The next question comes from Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
You mentioned that the solar order inflow for the year is around 780 crores. So last quarter the order book was around 1700 crores, and this quarter if we look at the order book, it's around 1900. So I have seen the order inflow of for 83 megawatt solar projects in Jodhpur, which was 409 crores. So apart from that, which is the other project beyond the ultra vibrant solar energy project?
So this is one project which we have received is during the year only, is the NTPC BESS. Also this has contributed to it.
So that is another 300 crores?
Sorry?
What is the value of this project?
This is around 450 crores.
Okay, NTPC Vidyut Vyapar Nigam, that project?
Correct.
Okay. And sir, we have seen that EBITDA margins have been quite good in second quarter as well. And we have done significant execution on solar side as well in the first half, around 14-15%. So how have been the margins in the solar segment so far?
Solar has showed us the significant good margins, around 18%. So that's why we have seen a significant jump during this quarter, where solar execution is around 262 crore rupees, which is being executed, that has been executed during the quarter only.
So are these margins sustainable ahead in the solar segment?
Yeah, solar margins, because of there are two, three reasons. One is the stabilizing and price of PV modules that is very low now, and we all booked the orders, and that is why we have taken that order has been booked at a without say price escalation also. So this is gives us a sensible reason when the margins would be in this range only for the entire balance completion of these projects.
And lastly, on the railway side, how are the margins?
The railway do have the margins of about 10%-12% in every of the project, except for metro DMRC, where the margins are 3%. Rest all, because it is a very small portion, which is 100 crore rupees balance, but rest all projects do have the margin of about 12%.
I didn't get it. DMRC project is 3% margins.
Yeah.
Why the margins are so low at 3%?
There has been some issue with respect to the design and with respect to the sewer line underlying. So because of that, there has been time overrun and the cost of overhead increased, which we have also anticipated in the similar way when we are doing so railway or highway projects. So cost of overhead, which remains around 6%, in this project is way up at about 12%-13% because of the very less production every month.
Okay, so initially when you bid for the project, the margins were in the 10%-12% range, but it has
been considered around 8%-10%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. I will come back in queue.
Right.
Thank you. Requesting all the participants, please restrict your questions to two. The next question comes from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So firstly, now, when you see the consolidated numbers, these are quite low compared to the standalone numbers. So you are knocking off the related party sort of transactions, right? Which your one entity, standalone entity, doing the EPC work for your solar entity. That is the reason, right?
That is the reason in all solar projects, once this project being commissioned, so till the time whatever execution is happening, as per the top line, which is coming into standalone of HG Infra, where the margins are also there. But in consolidation, the margins are totally eliminated, but there the tax liability also is there. So this is the top line and bottom line net effect, which in this quarter, which around 62 crores of bottom line is being affected. So this will happen for subsequent quarters as well. But this will come back with all correction once we commission and start billing the project, billing the tariff.
So the overall impact, sir, how much? You mentioned 62 crores was the overall impact on profit before tax or profit after tax?
Profit after tax, 62 crore is the profit PAT impact, which we have seen during the quarter.
52, sir?
62.
62. So it would have been 140 crores or instead of 80 crores.
Yeah, because, yeah, definitely. This has impacted. This is the absolute number which I'm saying.
Yeah, so net of this impact, it would have been 140 crores instead of 80 crores, which you reported.
But this is the accounting standard which always would be coming in such kind of a solar project. So solar projects and BOT projects, they do have a different set of the accounting standards.
Understood. And sir, you mentioned about higher solar margins, right, which you are anyway knocking off. So this is because they are related parties. So in that sense, you know, because these are all related party contracts, then what is the sanctity of the 18% margin in this contract? Because, you know, you may get higher margins from your other party because that is anyway the related party. So how should we read that, those margins?
So in any case, any project being executed for SPVs or rather for HG holding companies, so they are all the subsidiaries, they have been contracted, awarded to HG Infra, and HG Infra, who is doing the project, where the entire procurement to bought out items to execution, INC, EPC is there. So put together, there's a margin is there. So we are keeping a balance of the equity IRR, which is more important, as well as the EPC margin to HG Infra.
And net of all this, sir,
sorry to
what kind of...
Sir,
yeah, just let me finish this line.
Sir, there are several other participants waiting for their turn.
Yeah, just finishing, just allow me this question. So because he mentioned equity IRR, sir, so what is the target equity IRR, including the EPC margins and, you know, the cash flows that will occur in the BOT of solar?
So if we consider that the equity IRR along with the EPC margin would be roughly around 30-32%.
Thank you, sir. I enjoyed that.
Thank you. The next question comes from Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead. Vishal sir, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, is this audible now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, sir, this is regarding your one slide in which you mentioned that the L1 order that you have received. Say for the ultra vibrant client in EPC mode, the solar plant that we are building in. So this is the EPC project cost include even the module and the cell that you need to procure, or it's only the EPC work, the civil, I mean, how exactly the structure?
No, the project of 83 megawatt, they are acquired from ultra vibrant. So once we have acquired the project, so the entire acquisition cost being paid, and post that whatever EPC including solar PV modules and inverter transformer, everything is included in the cost.
Okay, so basically then the cost works out to be like, you know, 4 crore 90 lakh per megawatt. So that is is your assumption in this particular L1 order, right?
Correct.
Okay, and similarly for this NTPC one, the 370 crore project cost which is there, so this includes your battery or it includes only the, how exactly this one?
No, this includes battery as well as some bought out other than battery items, which are inverters and others creating that infrastructure of substation.
Okay, so I mean, generally, like, you know, these, NTPC order that you're saying, even the IRR will be, what, upward of 13-14% equity IRR, and then plus EPC margin will be there. Is that fair way to understand?
Yeah, that is again a similar fashion. The EPC margin are around 14% and the equity IRR is again 14%.
Okay. And maybe one last thing from my side. I think you initially you touched upon, like, you know, the PMO in the roadside, they have done an approval of 50,000 crore worth of order. So any thing that you are hearing, like, you know, when this will see a light of day in terms of tendering, because this was approved long back, but not heard anything in terms of award.
So one is the cabinet approval of the project, where any greenfield or any such kind of a projects are put to for approval. The post approval, this is the second part, which is the SSC approval, which is now very, the committees which are going to approve, the DPRs and everything. So this is now keep on a strong and fast pace is being done. So we are expecting right after this November also, in December, January, February, say everything which they have in the plan, 5,000 kilometers, is likely to be rolled out and to be awarded.
Okay. Sure, sir. I'll come back in the queue for more. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Ajay Kumar Surya from Niveshai.com. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I'm new to the company, so just wanted to understand on the Kusum order which we have got. So we have got an order of around 700 megawatt worth rupees, I guess 1800 to 2000 crore. Sir, if you can help me explain the working of this order, like, it is a part of Kusum component C, FLS, the feeder level solarization. And we commented that we have started ordering the modules and other components. Sir, will the pumps will also get changed in the FLS part? If you can help me understand or give some thoughts on the working of this Kusum component C, the order which we have won. And sir, we have been hearing the pace of execution in this Yojana has been pretty slow compared to the Kusum component B. So if you can also highlight the problems we are facing, maybe in terms of acquiring the land or getting any regulatory approval. So if you can just show what is working in the industry as of now, that will be very helpful.
So in this sector, is a Kusum C, where we need to align the land which is being taken on the lease basis. So almost 50% of the land parcels already in place. And we have all started, wherever we are having the land in place, we have already started the process. Around 60 to 65 days, we usually are looking or seeing that once the project being started, the completion is happening, and then 15 to 20 days more for the commissioning. So this we are seeing that if the land availability is ensured, then most of the 88 to 99% of the any problem and any dynamic problem remains settled. And other regulatory affairs where the PPA being signed and we are receiving the SPV and PPA. So these are the regulatory things which are happening parallelly. So in cars, as far as PV modules and as inverter, transformer, we have already blocked the order where the all such big chunk of supplies should be aligned well with the completion. So this we have done, and within last 3 months, say most of those things being done, design being done. So the, now the progress is on track. We believe that say in the month, the quarter of December, and March and June, say most of this project will be completed.
And sir, in the FLS part, are the pumps also getting replaced, or it's unlike like the pumps are not getting replaced? It's only the electric pumps which are getting solarized.
No, no, these are not pumps. They are nothing related to electric pumps. These are related to the power, the energy which is we are producing. The power is to be sold to the nearest grid substation of DISCOM. So it's very near, by just 1.5 kilometer of transmission line is to be laid.
Okay, sir, got it. Sir, my next question
sorry
is
to
on.
Mr. Surya, may we request you to return to the question queue for follow-up questions?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. The next question comes from Yashovardhan Panka from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. This is an opportunity. So are we looking at any recent upcoming government orders?
Sorry?
Are we expecting any upcoming government orders?
Government orders?
Yeah.
What kind of a government orders are the orders which we are, the project which we are bidding? So we are bidding the project, but as of now there is no result yet awaited to what the results, which I just have expected that in highways around 20,000 plus crores and then railway 7,000 or all projects where the results are yet to be declared.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question comes from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, so on the railways part, you mentioned that the margins are 10 to 12%. So that is significantly below the company average. But on the capital side, is it more capital efficient in terms of the cash flows? Or what is the benefit apart from diversification that we are getting by aggressively getting into that project?
See, in railway project, one thing is very unique. It's not that the say there is a big difference between the capital allocation or working capital cycle. It's almost similar as in highway EPC. But very important is if you are looking into projects where the weighted margins are very important, it can be HAM, highway, road projects, and then highway EPC projects. And in highway EPC projects, which we are having a similar kind of a margin around 12-30%, even in a project like Ganga Express we are doing, it's a similar kind of a margin. So in the high EPC, the margin range are this only. In HAM projects, the margin range are around 18-19%. And in solar also, margins are around 18%. So there's a put together weighted average is around 15-16%.
Okay. And the four assets that we have sold, so I think the price to look on that was around 1.4. But on our invested equity, what kind of IRRs were we able to get, including the EPC margins that we had accrued earlier?
So as far as the EPC margins, this is a total different subject. That HG Infra usually is executing the project on a EPC lump sum model only. And first, for including the price escalation or including anything where the plus side or minus. So this is one way when we are calculating the margin for coming to EPC to HG Infra, coming from EPC to HG Infra. And regarding the equity IRR, which we also have seen in the earlier past, that wherever such kind of a HAM projects or solar projects, we are usually maintaining about 14% of a rough guidance, that we should get equity IRR of about 14 to 15%.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next follow-up question comes from Ajay Kumar Surya from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is on, again, the Kusum competency. Sir, if you can also explain us the tender, how are those awarded? So is it the L1 gets the order, or is it some technical qualifications which are required, which is providing an advantage to HG Infra in winning the orders?
So as per earlier, the strategic partner was there. So we partnered with a technology partner while we bid for those projects in last year only. Now in Kusum C, there is a different model where the mandatory use of DCR. So now the projects are of a totally different model. So we are not in it at all participating in such kind of orders in this financial year also. So we are looking into the newer opportunities coming in where kind of a segregation of the distribution and networking with the best projects, which are the battery energy storage solutions. So such kind of projects are now in pipeline.
Oh, okay, sir. And sir, if you can also throw some light on the opportunity size, because if I look at the our order book as of date, solar orders are around 9 to 10% of our order book. If you can also explain the opportunity size which lies in either the Kusum component C for HG Infra or the overall solar scheme of things which are happening across the country.
Right now, as far as the total order is concerned, it was 14.5% of the solar orders. And apart, as I already have explained, that we would not be very keen on adding more of the Kusum C. But in again, as we are looking into some hybrid kind of a project where it can be battery to solar, so this round-the-clock power to be generated. But then again, there are tenders which we would like to set up some power projects, power plants. And it kind of a PPA from SECI or Rajasthan government also is inviting some projects on a HAM model, where are the EPC projects. They are all EPC.
Okay, sir. All the best for future.
Thank you. The next question comes from Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, currently we have already diversified from roads to railways to solar and to power also. So are you also looking to diversify into power transmission segment, as I think there has been a lot of traction from the government in this particular segment?
We have all, technically our team is examining such kind of a project where the, because they are again such kind of a project where the transmission or the water lines are there, then the ROW constraint is again the limiting factor which such kind of a project, because the project being delayed in the earlier past because of the ROW also. So the government is also helping and giving the new guidelines for ROW procurement also. But we are working on it. As of now, we do not have any project pipeline where we will be bidding at least.
Okay. And sir, how is the competitive intensity currently in both EPC and HAM projects?
I think not many projects have been awarded, have been bidded rather, but for sure there are cost cutting and aggression has been seen in the highway, but there are chances that the pre-qualification criteria and something is going to be changed very soon in highway as well.
Okay. And sir, what would be our capex guidance in FY25 and 26?
So not much of a capex is required, because the project which we are operating, it had be railways or solar, we do not have such a capex, big capex requirement. Highways we do all already having the big already big size fleet which is available. So hardly there will be 30 to 35 odd crore rupees which is likely to be there in case of requirement, any such requirement for the year.
Okay. Oh, okay, sir. That's all from my side and all the rest.
Thank you. The next question comes from Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, just to clarify, did you mention that the solar order book of 1900 odd crore, which is there, will be completed by June 25?
Sir, around 90% of this would be completed.
Okay, got it. And sir, our debt has gone up to 884 crore to 62 crore in QOQ. So previously we were looking at 500 to 600 crore kind of standalone debt. So
Shravan, I already have explained in my remarks that because which we were very, it was very important for us to block the module at the fixed price as well as transformer, inverter, and all cable items. So these are all the items which we have booked up. And that's why for the, say, huge advances has been paid as well as what we have executed in solar. So we have seen that the entire solar is either unbilled or it is, say, yet to be received as a debtor balance. So this is because of the meantime arrangement, but it will be all coming back to the normal level in Q3 and Q4.
Okay, so by Q3, Q4, it will be, again, will be back to 500, 600 odd crore. Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. I appreciate you all for taking the time out for attending today's investor call, and I hope all of your questions were answered adequately. In case there are still any follow-up queries, please feel free to reach out to us or our IR advisors, Go India Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.